Sports Time Radio. All sports, all the time. All right, look at that. It's time for the Monday edition of Sports Time Radio. I'm the Big Jack. With me is Dan the Man. If you'd like to call into the podcast, 646-478-3753 is the number to do that. If not, oh, hey, feel free to email us, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Anything else you need, head on over to sportstimeradio.com. Now, you know, the blogs go up over there on Wednesdays and Saturdays. But, hey, you know, make sure you're swinging by there on a daily basis just to check out what's going on. You never know what might pop up over there. Of course, while you're at sportstimeradio.com, go ahead and hit that link. Get yourself over to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page. If you could like that, if you know, while you're over there, hey, that would be really cool of you. We'd appreciate that. But don't forget, we also have the Twitter feed, which is at Sports Time Radio. Now, of course, Dan and I are also out there on Twitter. I am at Burke Time, and Dan the Man is at
Dan the Man with Threes.
All right. So, Dan, you know, we had a big fight over the weekend that I'm going to go out on a limb and say neither one of us watched unless you went to a restaurant that showed it. Would that be a no?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
The boxing match.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, we had the second fight between Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder, which ended with Tyson Fury knocking Wilder out. I believe it was the 12th round, and he ended up with a busted eardrum. But I found this kind of interesting today. Wilder has already came out and invoked his rematch clause, so there will be a third fight between these guys. But Wilder mentioned, and it was the 7th round, not the 12th round, sorry about that he was knocked out in. He mentioned today, Dan, and I'm dying to know if you've ever heard anything like this, that he didn't have his legs under him at the start of the fight. And the reason for this, Dan, was because when he came to the ring, he had a 40-pound costume on as a tribute to Black History Month.
So he's blaming his loss on his outfit?
Yeah, he's blaming the loss on the costume that said weakened his legs. So, yeah, you know, it was one of those things. Oddly, you know, they threw the towel in for Wilder, and he was really upset about it. But there are people out there that's saying that by doing that, they actually saved his boxing career. Because from the highlights and stuff you could saw, after he started having the problem with that eardrum, he really couldn't stay up. You know, anytime he got hit, he was kind of stumbling. It looked like he was going to go down. So I think throwing the towel in was really, you know, I don't want to say lifesaver, but very important. And, yeah, I just thought it was interesting that it was the 40-pound costume's fault that he ended up losing this fight. So most people I've heard said he was just outboxed. You know, Fury was the better boxer. But I guess we'll find out because they're going to do it one more time. And it'll probably make a bunch of money.
I didn't even know this was for real. I thought Tyson Fury was like a Netflix character or a Marvel.
Yeah, no, I didn't see it advertised on my pay-per-view, but I'm willing to bet it was. I don't know why it wouldn't be. I mean, these are the two biggest heavyweights in the game right now. You know, I'm pretty sure they had something going on. But yeah, we'll see. Because remember, the first fight went to a draw, even though the majority of the people had Wilder winning that one, which was part of the reason we ended up with fight number two. And since obviously there's a rematch clause, you know, we're going to get fight number three. And everybody's looking at it now like it's going to be a really big money maker. Again, it's not something that you or I will show any particular interest in, but, you know, it is a sports story, and, you know, it's something I figured we should at least broach a little bit. So that was the weekend, and Dan didn't see any of it. So, you know, you're all set there. And to be fair, I didn't see any of it either. I've just managed to catch a lot of highlights and hear a lot of people talk about it. You know, because whatever the pay-per-view was worth, I wasn't going to pay for that. So, you know, but, you know, while we're kind of on the, I don't know, let's call it off-market sports that you and I don't usually talk about, I don't know if you've managed to come across any of the, you know, any of this story. I haven't seen any articles on it. I was hoping to find one to send you today, but I couldn't come up with anything. Apparently, ESPN, the good old Mickey Mouse Network, is in talks with World Wrestling Entertainment, WWE, to buy their streaming rights. Now, what I found really interesting about this one, Dan, is, you know, WWE started that network, and I think it's still $9.95 a month. To be honest with you, I don't have it. You don't have it either, do you?
No.
So, you know, yeah, it's just one of those, you know, one of those things that, you know, if I had it, I wouldn't watch it. You know, with my schedule, I have a hard enough time watching stuff. So, you know, I don't need to pay the extra $10 a month. But the main attraction with buying the network was you didn't have to go out and buy the pay-per-views. They were included in your package. So, you know, instead of paying the, I think it was $49.95 a month and maybe $59.95 for high def, you got all of that for $9.95, and there was a pay-per-view. You know, there's a pay-per-view every month. So that was the big draw with getting the network. Apparently, if the Mickey Mouse Network goes through and buys these streaming rights, Dan, the WWE Network will no longer be able to show the pay-per-views. Apparently, you will have to buy ESPN Plus, which I believe you have, but also pay a fee to see the pay-per-view. You know, I guess the first question I have for you, Dan, is, isn't this the end of the WWE Network if that happens? I mean, why would you keep it if you have it?
I mean, pretty much, isn't that the, well, I'm not going to ask you that because you didn't buy it either, but, you know, all of our friends that are, you know, still living out their childhood dream pay the $10 a month so that they can get that pay-per-view for free.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think they're trying to do what they're doing with the UFC.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, I know they have some other, you know, interesting. They show some of the wrestling, like what I really, you know, enjoy, but I'm not paying $10 a month for that. You know, I mean, they have some goofy shows where you kind of get some insights into a wrestler, but I don't think that's worth $10, is it?
To a diehard wrestling fan, yeah. I mean, if you would have got me 15 years ago, you know, I was one of the first ones who had the WWE Network when it was just a cable add-on. Granted, I was living with my parents, so I only had to pay my dad the extra, what, you know, he paid the cable bill. I just paid the extra whatever it cost a month. And, you know, I didn't get to see the pay-per-view live. But I got them 3 months later, so I didn't really care. But yeah, I mean, 15 years ago,
yeah,
I would have been all over this. But, you know,
so,
like,
yeah,
you said, if it were to change like that, I wouldn't keep it.
Yeah, I just found this really interesting. And, I mean, obviously, you know, you'll still get the NXT specials, which they call takeovers. But I don't know if they do one a month for them. Maybe that's something they'll have to start doing to kind of keep the network, relevant. But, yeah, Dan, I don't know. I mean, you know, ESPN Plus costs what a month? You still have it?
No, I canceled it after the free trial. I think it was like $8 a month.
Yeah, so now if you think about it, you're going to have to pay your $8 a month to get the, you know, to get the ESPN Plus, and then you're going to have to fork out $49, $59, $69, whatever they decide to charge you to watch the pay-per-view. So, yeah, I don't know. It just kind of, you know, the first thing I thought of was, oh, yeah, okay, well, that's the end of the network.
Yeah, but I've also heard that they're not the only ones in the mix for it, and Amazon is looking at them too.
Yeah. So, well, you know, I mean, if you think about it, you know, if you're looking to buy streaming, that's a moneymaker. You know, I mean, there are still going to be people buying the pay-per-views, you know, because if you, you know, because you would figure, you know, anybody who's of, let's say, average intelligence is going to can the WWE network, and instead they're still going to watch those pay-per-views. So you're going to get the, you know, even a bigger monthly sum out of them to come watch the network or come watch the pay-per-views, I mean.
Yeah, well, and I'm sure they'll do what they did with ESPN or UFC and discount the pay-per-view rate when you're a member.
Yeah.
My internet's slow right now, so I can't tell you.
So, yeah, I just thought that was a really interesting move. And, you know, I know, you know, financially, WWE really took a hit last quarter. And I'm wondering if this has something to do with this move. You know, maybe, you know, at first, obviously, WWE Network, it had exponential growth. But eventually, you reached a point where you're saturated. You know, you're eventually going to run out of wrestling fans. And, you know, you're not going to have anybody else to sell it to. So, you know, while you may pick up subscribers here and there, you know, you're not going to reel in those huge jumps like you used to. And I'm wondering if maybe they had a misforecast or, you know, maybe they had better projections than what's actually going on.
Possibly. I did find it. ESPN Plus is $5 a month, but you can bundle it with Hulu, Disney Plus, for $12.99.
Oh.
So it's not that bad.
So you didn't bundle it with Hulu and Disney Plus?
No.
No. But you still have Disney Plus?
Yeah, I have it completely separate.
But no Hulu?
No, I don't really like it.
Yeah, I didn't bother to look into any of that stuff, but yeah, I'm wondering, you know, it seems kind of weird because you would think, you know, if they sell the streaming rights, does this go on like a contract deal? Like, I sell you my streaming rights for 10 years, or is it like the Chicago, you know, parking meter deal where they sold it for 99 years and ended up suing themselves?
You know, I didn't think of that. I would think you're right. It's on a, almost like a lease. you know, you own the rights for, what, like you said, 10 years.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I think what that would do is, well, we, you know, we know that the network is, or the company is publicly traded, so this would be the route they'd want to go into. Because then it takes the pressure off of them to, you know, as far as the advertising rights, you know, all that revenue coming in and maintaining that it's on, you know, national television. You know, it would be interesting, you know, because now WWE did make, you know, Fox and its networks, which is, I think, kind of sad that it took, you know, the last 20 years for them to get to that level. Not on their end, but on the national point of view, you know, as looking at wrestling as I don't know what they used to look at it as, but they obviously didn't look at it as a sport, a serious money-making sport, which it's always been. So that one kind of surprises me that it took them that long to kind of get on board with everything. But, you know, can you imagine if ESPN kind of took over, they – it would be almost like the NBA, right?
Yeah, I mean, you would think. I mean, that's the you know, that's the kind of power they have. But of course, I do notice they don't. You know, they do this with UFC, like you mentioned, and they don't quite promote the UFC like they do the NBA. You know, there obviously are still ads for it. They don't know who's fighting. But, you know, the NBA, because it's on the actual network, they make you feel like you have to watch the game, even when it's, you know, the Bulls against the Cavaliers. You know, they try to make you feel like, oh, my God, you can't miss this game between Cleveland and Chicago. You know, it's going to mean absolutely nothing because you still have to watch. You know, or the UFC, it's kind of like, oh, well, this guy's fighting that guy, and here's how you watch it. So it,
yeah,
it,
you know, it's
quite on the same level.
Well, you know, and the difference for me right now would be, well, number one, the UFC on ESPN, they're not going to really help get anything to me because I have Sling TV and I opted out of the package with ESPN. You know, don't get me wrong, I do have my ways to get ESPN for Sunday night, Monday night, and Wednesday night baseball. Coming up in the 2020 season. I still have my way for that. But, you know, as far as me, I'm not really in it, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, ESPN is its own streaming channel, so all you got to do is go out there and find that, and you can watch, you know, anything they're doing, you know, on the network, you know, stream-wise. So...
Well, it's not all for free, though, and the quality is not as great. I'll be honest. You know, I did catch one of the first XFL games. No, it was the first XFL game. That Saturday night on ESPN, you know, the app, which they were showing it on ESPN3 because it was actually a nationally televised ABC game. And then when I finally – and I did get the password – I plugged it in, logged back into ESPN Plus, or not Plus, but, you know, the app, because it's for both. You know, one app for everything, just obviously your subscription management will provide you with what you're getting. The clarity was, it was 100 times better. You know, I was getting a 1080 IP, or whatever they call it, the 1080, when I had the login. But, I mean, so they are going to show stuff, and I'm sure when it comes to UFC pay-per-views, they're showing some of the undercard on their app, you know, for free, even if you don't have ESPN service through a provider. But again, I think, you know, unless they're pumping the hell out of UFC during Sunday and Monday nights, you know, I feel like, and I'm sure maybe you agree with this a little bit too, during baseball season last year with UFC, we've got so much of it because it seemed like Fox had a lot of the good games. Unless maybe that was just more towards the postseason, witnessing all that. You know, Fox kind of owns postseason. So.
Yeah, no, you know, like I've had good luck streaming the baseball games on, you know, ESPN when I've done it. So, you know, I haven't had any, you know, quality. I have more problems when I try to do it on Fox, because I find on Fox that every time they go to a commercial, it resets itself, and you have to go in and, you know, re-click what you're watching. So
that is weird. You know, and that's for you and I, that's one of the reasons we have the MLB.TV, so that, you know, we can kind of watch what we want to watch, obviously with the exception of the local Chicago teams.
But, you know, you did bring that up, and I heard some multiple people talk about the fact that that may be something MLB.com wants to change with the way things are going, and I don't know how they would have to work it out where you would be allowed to get every game, including your local team. Do you think that's something we'll ever see?
I think so. I mean, I think it's one of those things where it's not 1920 anymore. You know, I'm going to use that one, the good old Joe Madden. And I mean, honestly, I don't understand, you know, the whole advertising or how any of that works. But I really feel like Major League Baseball, the owners / teams, because obviously that's all in one, really need to get their heads out of their asses and fix it. You know, I mean, I believe I haven't looked at it. I was having trouble, Big Jack. So the current subscription only runs through the 28th of this month, and I've got to figure out. It won't let me go to the page and update, whatever. But I'm also going to see if I can get my coupon again. So I'm probably not going to just wait it out on me. I'm going to wait closer to the opening of the season just to see if I can get that coupon by accident. But, you know, let's just say I would never, as a Comcast or a cable subscriber, you know, whether it's Comcast or, you know, AT&T or whatever other company is out there, there's an upcharge for, you know, getting, like, Comcast, you would pay an extra, I think it was $140, $150 a month for the year for the MLB.TV, where when you go straight to them, it's like $120. And one of the reasons, and they might be different for you with AT&T / DirecTV, but the one thing that just irked me about MLB TV through Comcast was Comcast only had two designated HD channels. So, and I'm a little picky on it. I didn't spend the money on an HD, you know, 1080p, IP or whatever TV to watch things in standard. So I was never going to purchase it through there. But, you know, if MLB.TV, let's say it's $120 like it was last year, if they said, hey, will you, you know, for $10 a month or $20, we have two teams in our area, for $20 extra, would you pay the $139.99 a season, and it would give you access to your two local teams? I'm all over it. Because when you look at it, you think about it, I was looking at the prices over the weekend, and this is the one that just killed me. And I don't understand why anyone would even do this. One team, so let's just say, Big Jack, you just, you know, only have time for Mariners games. You know, your lifestyle changed, so you get to stay up late and watch all those games. It is approximately $90 a year. That's right, $90 a year just for one team. Stream one team. But if you currently pay $120 a year, which is $30 more, you get the entire league with the exception of your, you know, your local team. So they definitely gear it towards buying the whole season. I just don't understand who would want to spend $90 just to watch one team. Unless, like I said, it's you and, you know, you're going to be watching basically only, you know, the Mariners. And you've disconnected from cable completely, and you're not going to care about the Sunday nights, Monday, you know, all the national games. So, you know, it's an interesting, but I think it's been in the talks for a while, and I know this wouldn't be a CBA thing, but, man, they need to figure it out because, you know, that was the one thing I did like through Comcast was if the game was on NBC Sports, Comcast, you know, Chicago, and I went to click in MLB.TV, I could watch the game on that website, you know. But if it was national game. Obviously, ESPN, you're going to get blacked out because that's what they do. But the ABC games, those were all ABC and WGN, which used to be, you know, is our local. But if they were broadcasting on those channels, you absolutely could not stream it. You know, and WGN, if you went on their app to stream it, you would get, let's just say it's a 1 o'clock game, you would get the local news. Same thing with ABC 7 here in Chicago. You would go on, you know, the, on your, you know, if you have your Comcast, you know, your portable, your app, and you're somewhere else, and you log in, it'll say Cubs versus blah, 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 and then you tune in, and it's, you know, ABC America, you know, and some lady serving people lunch, you know, all that crap. So it's just disappointing. And not only that, you know, we've talked about this before. My brother-in-law lives in Nashville, and they're technically Reds country, sometimes Braves country, and sometimes Cardinals. So, you know, he's like, I don't really know where we fall in the network. So for him, you know, my nephew was laughing because I think they got blacked out on Braves and Reds games last year. He's like, I don't care. I don't watch them. But he's like, it's just weird.
Yeah, it would be interesting to know how they decide in those areas. You know, it's just kind of like, you know, like I assume New Mexico doesn't get to watch like the Texas teams, be it the Rangers or the Astros. You know, maybe it's Arizona. I don't know how that works out.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, it's just one of those things because, yeah, they, you know, who's your team?
Yeah, and, you know, like you said, with that concept, then Vegas doesn't get to watch the Diamondbacks.
Right.
You know, and I haven't looked at the map, the blackout restriction map lately, but I am glad, just for sake, that they're not restricting you and I on spring training games. So the Marquee Network for the Cubs is showing all spring training games, I guess, because I was able to watch that today. I was a couple innings late to see Chris Bryant's leadoff, and I hope Stephen Tuda continues to do well so that people draft him and then he gets hurt 30 days later. No, I'm just being sarcastic, but, you know. So it is interesting, and that's one of the things that kills me is the blackouts. It's so stupid.
Well, yeah, you know, and then I would kind of be curious. I mean, you know, just say it happened to be one of these things where all of a sudden you got a job overseas. What becomes your blackout if you're living in Australia or New Zealand or Japan or wherever you end up?
Oh, you're
not
going to black out.
No...
You're just...
So,
yeah.
I mean, they black you out for the time you probably have to get up to watch the games. But, you know, it would just be interesting to know what the hell they would do.
Yeah, well, in those situations, I honestly would think that you know, any team of Japanese popular players on it gets blacked out. Bad joke, I know. Oh, you're fans of Ichiro? Well, you got to pay $100 extra. Now, I'm sure, you know, the overseas people are getting taxed.
Oh, look at that. We lost Dan right in the middle of his sentence. I guess that's just kind of how it goes here sometimes. There you go. Hey, he got back in really quickly. So come on,
yeah.
Let's see if we can bring him back in. There you go. Yeah, you cut out right after you said pay $100 for all.
Yeah, that was me. I grabbed my phone, disconnect. No, you know, I was joking. You got to pay $100 extra to watch your favorite Japanese-born player if you're on the Pacific Coast. But no, I'm sure with, you know, exchange rates and all that good stuff, there, anyone overseas is getting a nice tax, you know, with that. But like you said, you know, what games are you really watching? Are you getting up, you know, at the butt crack of dawn or in the middle of the night to watch, you know, your favorite team, be it the Cubs or Cardinals or somebody like that? I don't know how that works. I do know that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's some people,
though.
You know, obviously there'd be people who would do that. You know, I mean, I'm still getting grief Brooks too, because I have the Marquee Network and he's on Comcast and he doesn't. So.
Well, that's because that's your fault.
Yeah, I know. So, you know, I guess he's complained to Comcast enough, so he's got to complain to me now. I keep telling him, spring training, you're not missing anything. You know, you're missing one at bat and a couple innings in the field. Just hope they got it worked out by the time the actual season rolls around, which I don't think they will. I have a feeling here if you're local, you're going to be in for a long wait between Comcast and Marquee to work something out. So you better, if you're in the Chicago area and you want to watch the Cubs, you better start looking for other teams.
Or buy the MLB subscription because you'll at least get the condensed game the very next day, or you can rewatch the entire game. I'm joking right now, but I wonder if Uncle Bob's wife actually deleted the Cubs World Series off of the DVR because in his words, he taped it. So.
I still say that too. I still have the DVR. I said, "Oh yeah, I taped that." So
yeah.
Now, an interesting point, and I wanted to kind of run it by you. He's under the impression that Comcast will lose a lot of subscribers if they don't have the Marquee Network by opening day. Now I'm kind of on the opposite end of that because I have AT&T. We have UVerse. And while, it's nice that we have the Marquee Network and we have other things, their other amenities, like their internet sucks. Where, from what I hear, and I believe you have Comcast internet, which is actually supposed to be really good, probably the best one on the market. So you've got to think about it. Are you going to give up, especially in this day and age, if you've got kids that need to go online to do homework, are you going to give up a quality internet connection to watch Cubs games?
No, and that's the thing, because it's easy to say, they're gonna lose subscriptions or whatever. But the one thing I'm not sure if he realizes or if he's on the whatever plan he's on, but I would think, and obviously I haven't researched this, that a majority of the subscribers aren't simply cable subscribers. This isn't 1993 anymore. If this was then and everyone, we were all told, hey, Comcast isn't getting it, but AT&T's got it. It's still a coaxial cable. Screw it. I'm switching. But, if I get rid of Comcast internet, that's bundled with my home security. The service that I get for the internet. And that's the other thing. If, like my dad, for instance, my dad still has a phone at the house. So he's bundled up with internet, cable, and phone. And when you do the bundles, you're getting a deal. When you call up and say, I'm on cable, they're kind of like, it'll be $130 or, $100 plus this. But if you want cable and phone, we'll give you all three for, $140 a month. And you're like, wait a minute, internet's only $100, but if I pay $40 extra, I get three things? Okay, I'm in.
Yeah, it almost makes sense to have a landlord and you can save money like that, So.
Or, in my case, I have cable internet and home security, which now I only have internet and home security, but... it had nothing. I didn't drop the cable because of the Marquee Network.
you did that long before. Like I said, I can tell people straight out that, it's not AT&T isn't a slam dunk. I know a lot of people who have problems with DirecTV, which is, owned by AT&T now. And like I said, I have UVerse, and, if I had the choice, I would have switched this to Comcast, but it's not my choice. Everything's in my roommate's name, so it's kind of up to her. But it's just kind of like, oh, okay. So, you know, just the way, you know, the way things go. But yeah, it is, you know, it'll be interesting to see, you know, if they work this out or how they work this out. But I'm kind of under the impression that, you know, if you've got Comcast, you're not going to be seeing Cubs games this year. You know, unless they're
pretty
nationally
much
televised.
Yeah, well, and the other thing is despite, you know, Stu's, what do you, I don't know, anger or annoyance, I guess would be more the proper word, I still think that the Cubs, Comcast is in the better position to negotiate than the Cubs are, or not the Cubs, but the Marquee Network.
Yeah, well, you know, you've got to think about it. I mean, if it's not going to affect their viewership that much, why are they going to pay what Marquee wants?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I don't know what Marquee's asking for. I don't know what, do they offer anything besides Cubs? Because all I've seen on the network so far is Cub-related stuff. So,
well,
you know,
and that's the thing, Big Jack, is, you know, how I know the Yes Network is Yankees, but obviously it survived. We don't live in New York. You know, if we're streaming a Yankees game, which I know you do every day that they're on, and you wait until the Yankees win so you can hear your favorite quote, you know, we might get five minutes or so or a few minutes afterwards of the post-game shows, and then they cut out. I don't really know what else the Yes Network shows. I believe they have something going good with Jay-Z and his concerts. But, I mean, at the end of the day, I love the Cubs, but depending on what their programming is, after 2 years, what are you going to show that you show everybody? How are you going to continue to keep it fresh with simply a 24-hour Cubs network? It doesn't really sound like this great of a thing. I felt that it was wise of them to separate from the Blackhawks, Bulls, and White Sox, because you and I have talked about this a whole many times. You know, let's just say it's May 20-something, and, you know, I don't know what you're planning on watching that night, or I am. I'm most likely looking for the Cubs. Well, they're all on the same network. And so let's just say they're supposed to be on NBC Sports Chicago. Well, they got preempted for, you know, the Hawks game because the Hawks are in the playoffs or something. So then we have to look around, you know, they're on that channel. Well, now the Cubs are on the extra channel, you know, NBC Sports 2. Well, no, they're not because, you know, the White Sox started earlier. So they put them on that channel first, and now the Cubs are on maybe WCIU, I think. And then, you know, what channel are the Bulls? So we've got one channel that has four, you know, three or four different little subsidiary channels that we have to go searching for when it comes to local Chicago stuff. So, I mean, that I liked, but this launching of a 24-hour network, and then they're trying to do all that stuff on YouTube, like go to our YouTube channel and watch the, you know, Chris Bryant and Anthony Rizzo sign autographs or whatever they were doing. I get it. You know, you're trying to be up with the times, but, you know, aren't you just going to make Cub fans want to puke?
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, it made great sense for them to do this. They're going to make a lot of money by having their own network. You know, it's just the process of, yeah, I'm kind of wondering what else we're going to get besides Cubs. You know, is there anything else they can show or they will show? You know, like I said, I know I saw the, you know, the rundown before the first game. I watched the open to the network, and it was kind of humorous because they had a lot of technical difficulties right out of the bat. I mean, for like the intro to the game, the soundtrack was actually behind the guys talking. And I almost felt like I was watching a dubbed Japanese, you know, kung fu movie. So that was kind of humorous there. But yeah, the only other stuff they had on was, you know, like they showed clips from the Cubs convention, and then they showed that Ernie Banks produced movie that I believe I saw on the MLB Network first. I don't think they made it, but obviously somebody made it, and the MLB Network showed it first. So I don't know if we're going to see, you know, that kind of stuff. I mean, are they going to show the World Series over? You know, I know Ron Santo's son did a documentary on his life, so I assume somewhere down the line we'll see that. But eventually, you know, you're going to run out of these things. And, like, I know you mentioned the Yes Network, and I believe there's actually other stuff on there besides just Yankees. I don't think they do strictly Yankees.
Well, and I think that's why, you know, so many people thought it was just going to be called the Cubs Network. But, I mean, can you imagine turning to the Cubs Network to watch some kind of reality? You know what I mean? I don't think you're going to get as much programming on it when you put the word Cubs in there. It'll be interesting to see how it takes off and what kind of platform they stand on. But, you know, let's just say over a five-year period, how many times are you going to be able to watch the 2003 fiasco? You know, how many times are you going to watch the 69 Cubs stuff? You know, because it's not like they're going to go through 100 years of a catalog of, you know, back games and, you know, stats and things like that and, you know, give you the 1932 Cubs, you know, that really didn't, you know, have a huge name for themselves. No, they're going to focus on what was popular in mainstream. So like I said, you know, if you're strictly a Cubs Network, how many times are you going to go over the 03 fiasco with Bartman, you know, who's never going to come out of hiding because of that? You know, how many times are you going to go over that? How many times are you going to call up Bob Costas to, you know, kind of narrate something like that? It's going to get old soon. So, I mean, I guess it's just kind of one of those wait and see things, but I mean, you've got to wonder how long before it kind of goes by the wayside and, you know, is just another channel. I don't know.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, looking at the Yes. No, go ahead.
I was going to say, just to finish it off, you know, one of the cool things with NBC Sports and, you know, Comcast with that channel was the fact that locally here, you know, during hockey season when the Hawks weren't playing, we would get random West Coast games.
Yeah.
You know, I highly doubt we're going to get a Dodgers or a Giants or, you know, a Diamondbacks or a Brewers or a Mets game on the Marquee Network. You know, I'm more about the sport, the game as a whole. You know, how much stuff can you really put into just the one team? But as you were saying, the Yes Network.
Yeah, looking here, I pulled up the Yes Network lineup for tonight just to see what, you know, what would be watching. And the most important thing that caught me right off the bat, Dan, is they have the Michael Kay show on at 3 o'clock Eastern time, so 2 o'clock our time. So that immediately grabbed my attention. But like tonight, they have the Brooklyn Nets game on. So they have more than just Yankees. Now it is very heavily Yankee dominated. I mean, like they do this thing called Yankeeography, which is an hour profile of different players. And like, it looks like here they're showing three or four a day. So, and they do repeat the Michael Kay show later in the evening if you missed it. So I would probably just listen to it both times, but yeah, they, you know, they do different things. I mean, there's boxing, there's running, there's basketball, you know, stuff like that. So you're not getting exclusively Yankees. It also looks like they do the New York Liberty, which is the WNBA team. So there's, you know, there's definitely more options than just strictly Yankees baseball. And you got to wonder if down the road, if Marquee looks to head that way. So,
I mean, you would think so, but at the same time, you would have thought, and, you know, this is one of the things that, God, I just, and I don't mean to say it like this, but I just can't wait for Jerry Reinsdorf to pass on and for his family to screw everything up so that they have to sell the team. I mean, because you know, you mentioned the YES Network has a, you know, thing with the Brooklyn Nets. That's pretty cool. That wouldn't happen here in Chicago. You know, the Bulls could, I think, could stand alone on themselves. But, you know, an affiliation like that, if the Bulls were to kind of come out, or, you know, the Reinsdorf group or however you want to put it, if the Bulls White Sox got together and had their own network specifically for them and then included the Sky, I mean, that would be, you know, that would make sense. You know, but when you look at it from the Chicago Cubs perspective, I mean, they're not going to be going knocking on Jerry's door to, you know, get some Bulls games on their, you know, their network. And I really don't see them looking at the WNBA. You know, are you going to have Wrigleyville, you know, specials? Come check out Wrigleyville. And, you know, are they going to show the concerts live, you know, the Grateful Dead and those people?
You know, they could always do the big – one of the things the Big Ten Network did for filler – when they started out was they actually created a food show, and they went from campus to campus to check out the food scene. So, you know, you could easily do that in Wrigley View with all the restaurants that are around there. You know, if that was something you wanted to, you know, if you were looking for a, you know, a 30-minute, you know, kind of time filler, you know, kind of like the Food Network has Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, you know, you could do something like that and hit up a couple restaurants in a half-hour show relatively easy. You know, I would gladly host that for them if they'd like, as long as I got to eat for free. So that wouldn't be a problem.
You have 4 hours. You go home.
You know, just let me know. Again, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Just reach out to me. I'll put you in touch with my agent, and we can set something up. Just let me know when you want to start shooting. So,
oddly, that your agent has the same email address as I do.
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it? It just happens to work out that way. But you know, those things happen. So, you know, just saving money. So,
well, and you know, and one of the things that I like about, you know, locally here with NBC Sports Chicago is they have no issue with, you know, broadcasting Charlotte Knights games. And I think it's more so when they have, you know, a prospect that they're wanting to show, you know, get the fans introduced to, like, say, Eloy Jimenez. So you wonder if, you know, the Marquee Network would go that route. And that's the only thing is I don't see that. You know, I don't know if it would be a money-making venture for them to really show their minor league game. But at the same time, I still think it would be something. And, you know, that's one of the things I kind of don't like about the Cubs is you occasionally get some prospect news when they come up. But, you know, one of the differences between the Cubs and the White Sox is I get a hell of a lot of email from the White Sox. I get a lot of email. And that email isn't just, hey, James McCann is inviting you to buy tickets. You know, because I think I mentioned to you that before I got an email, and it was from a player. I think it was from Yasmani Grandal. But, you know, obviously it's not from him personally. But, you know, they ask, you know, they give you a long-ass survey. And I think that's one of their problems where they can cut these surveys up. But, you know, they will ask you, have you heard of this kid? Have you heard of this guy? And the White Sox send out, you know, emails that showcase a player down in the minors. They give you more information. For the Cubs, it's like, hey, you know, the Giants are in town, you know, it's the Crosstown Classic this weekend. And then at the end of the season, Tom Ricketts emailed to the fans on, you know, why they went from the World Series to not even making the playoffs anymore.
Yeah, that's, you know, and, you know, not to be anybody's wet blanket or anything here, but you know, you also have to remember that, you know, the Dodgers did their own network. I don't even know how many years ago it was now, and still not everybody in Los Angeles can get it.
Yeah, well, that's a Time Warner issue.
Probably 5 years or more. So,
yeah. Well, and that's because of Time Warner.
Yeah, you know, but even so, I mean, you know, you don't want to kill anybody, you know. But yeah, it could.
Yeah, well, and, you know, part of their problem. Everyone would have it, but, you know, the FCC and somebody blocked the merger of Time Warner and Comcast. So
yeah,
that didn't help them out. But, you know, one of the things, and I don't know if you read this or talked about it at all, was I saw a rumor, and of course, you know, it's just a rumor from one of our old friends of the show. I don't know if we'd call him an old friend because I felt like he never really liked me. Maybe he's your old friend of the show. But, you know, he was kind of keeping us updated on where the Marquee Network is. And there's a possibility that Amazon, because Amazon's trying to do their own TV. And obviously it would be through their app, you know. And but, I mean, if you subscribe to HBO or Showtime through Amazon, you no longer just get the on-demand. You actually get the channels, you know, HBO East, HBO West, you know, all 12 of them like you would if you, you know, ordered DirecTV. So there's a possibility that Amazon might pick that up. And, I mean, if I had to go through Amazon and it was only like $5 a month, and I guess that's where you got to ask yourself, Big Jack. And I know you're not a diehard Cub fan, but I know you're just a fan of the game in general. But if you were more on the level of Stromberg, Stu, or I, what would be your limit, though? You know, I don't feel like $5 would kill me, but if it was going up to $6.99, $8.99, I don't think I'd be all in on it.
Yeah, it's tough to say. I mean, you think, you know, if you know you're going to watch the games, and you know that's part of my problem with buying anything, is I just never know if I'm going to be able to see all the games. But you know, I mean, like if I knew I was going to be able to watch the games, I mean, yeah, you know, 20, 25 would be just fine for me. You know, I wouldn't have a problem with that. So.
Yeah, and well, and you know, that's one of the things that deters me, because I know, you know, you and I have discussed, you know, possibly looking into, not the NFL one, but you know, maybe, you know, possibly, I think you and I would agree that if we were to kind of get one of the other packages, it would be the NHL Network. But I just feel like even between you and I, we would never watch enough of that network to really, you know, make it worth it compared to all the games that they show on NBC Sports, you know?
Yeah, definitely not. I would definitely not watch, I don't even watch enough of the games on NBC Sports. You know, I try, but there's only so much, you know, sadly so much I can, you know, kind of get to. So,
I mean, I would love to, but it's just, I know I won't watch as much as I would think.
It's always good intentions. You know, it's like, oh yeah, great, I'll watch, you know, all of this or all of that. And you know, unfortunately, what they say, life gets in the way.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, kind of how, like I said, if, you know, Amazon gets it, they're offering it for roughly $5 a month, I might look into it. But, you know, what I was going to tell you earlier, and I forgot, was there was I think it was actually one of our old friends that was talking, you know, posted that the Marquee Network and blah, blah, blah. And there were so many people who were just so upset about it, and they're really taking it personal, which, you know, I get it. But at the same time, you know, well, one guy, he made the comment that, you know, the Hawks, the Blackhawks, you know, Blackhawks, Bulls, White Sox, Cubs are all on cable network. The only one that's still on local TV is the Bears. And I want to be like, well, number one, you idiot. That's because the NFL has their contracts with the local networks. If the Bears had their own way, I think they would have their own network also, and you'd have to pay to watch. So that has nothing to do with it, you know. But on the other side, I simply said, I'm like, if they don't want me to watch it, I'm not going to pay, you know, I'm not going to sit there and go out of my way to watch it. I'll just start picking up the White Sox games. I'll continue to watch my West Coast games at night, you know.
Yeah, what people need to realize when it comes to the NFL is no team has a regular network. It's all done through the league. So, you know, that's just kind of how they're run, and that's why they get so much money for their television rights.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, there you go. You know, this is what you're going to get.
And I think, you know, partly you're doing this podcast for 7-8 years now. And, you know, growing up, I think I've taken sports less personally. And you've, with a situation like the Marquee Network, you've got to look at it like a business. The Cubs are looking at it as a business. That was their business decision to go with this network that's going to cost you more. And so you got to go home. You know, and if you get that option, you say, is it worth it? Yeah, it is, because I'm going to watch, you know, 87 games this season. Or, no, it's not worth it, because even though I'll check up on 162, you know, 150 games, I just don't want to pay the extra money. I'll just watch the recap the next day.
Yeah.
Because it's quicker than reading the paper now.
Yeah, you know, and I know, you know, they'll, you know, if you're sneaky or, you know, computer savvy, I guess would be the better word for it. I'm willing to bet there's going to be broadcasts out there online that you can snake for, you know, whatever works. I'm sure there's some Russian hacking company out there that's going to show games. So, you can affect the presidential election that way if you do. But, yeah, I don't think, you know, even if we didn't have it, and like I said, I just happen to be lucky enough to have it, it wouldn't bother me, because I don't mind watching other games. I mean, I like baseball. It doesn't have to be Cubs baseball. It just has to be baseball. And I mean, it can be the two worst teams in baseball, and I'll sit there and watch it. I mean, you know, some of those Fox Saturday games I saw, you know, last year were between bad teams. I mean, hell, I think I sat there and watched every pitch of the Royals-Tigers game last year. Just because I like it. You know? I mean, you know, it's just one of those things.
Yeah, and I
you know, and I, like, everybody's not like us. You know, there, you know, there are so many just fair weather Cub fans, is the best way to describe them, that, you know, it's got to be Cubs or nothing.
Yeah, well, you know, and the funny one I always get, well, that's because you're into fantasy sports. That actually has nothing to do with it. You know, I was growing up as a kid, I didn't watch the White Sox for whatever reason. You'd have to explain that one to everybody on a later date, why in the 90s I didn't really get White Sox game. I don't remember why. I didn't have cable in my room. Why? My bedroom was a loft because we lived in a condo. But I still had regular TV, you know, UHF and VHF. And during the daytime, all my cartoons were preempted for the Cubs. So I had to watch those while my dad slept. And then I watched the Mets and the Braves at night.
Hey, I'd always like to look up. I'd always like to stop by and listen.